I've known about the existence of the food bank ever since I got here. I've been here for 3 years, but I believe I've only gone once, and I don't really remember it.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if you can give an introduction to people listening about what the food bank is about, who it serves, and what benefits it gives to the student community.
Of course. The Associated Students Food Bank actually opened up 6 years ago, April 2011. It was opened up by our then Associated Students president, as well as some other folks. They really saw through a survey that a lot of students were actually food insecure. And they started it, and at the first week, they serviced 5 students. 6 years later, we are now servicing 1,300 visits a week. Essentially, the food bank is here to help our Gaucho community fight food insecurity among our students. We definitely believe that as students, we should not be worried about where our next meal is. We should be more worried about, you know, the next midterm and final and reaching your fullest potential here at UCSB. We are open 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 9 to 6. We are open to all registered students, so graduates or undergrads. And we ask for them to be students for the whole purpose that they're actually paying for their service through the student fees. And then as well as a form that they fill out, which is just a self-declaration of income form stating they make below a certain amount of income, just themselves, not including financial aid or family contribution. And essentially how it works is they can go in, they're greeted at the front desk by one of our staff members. If it's their first time, they'll sign up, and we usually give them a tour of the place. We have dry items like starch, beans, cup of noodles, and as well as toiletries like toilet paper. And on Mondays and Wednesdays, we actually have fresh produce and bananas on Thursdays, which we think is really cool. And then they get to choose their own items as much as they need for fresh produce. And again, they can come in once every day we're open, so essentially 3 times out of the week. And then they check out with us as well. And that's pretty much it. And we definitely do have a lobby area where they can all hang out, get some free water. We have instant coffee. We have a microwave that they could use.
So you mentioned food insecure. A report last year by the UC mentioned that 42% of students identify as food insecure. Is the food bank actively trying to reduce this percent? How is it dealing with this number?
It's an unfortunate number of how many students are food insecure. And as we saw, as we see in that article, actually, a large percentage of that number is students being food insecure for the very first time. So that would mean they were fine at home, but coming out here, perhaps because, you know, budgeting, they're on their own for the very first time. They have other priorities as their first year away from home. So we definitely have tried to fight it with, one, opening our doors and letting as many students know that we're available for them. In this recent past few months, as well as in our future, we hope to open up some marketing and have more partnerships along campus to inform our students that we are here from the very beginning. It's great to hear that you knew about us when you got here. However, unfortunately, we do have a lot of times where students come in and they're fourth years now, and they tell us that they didn't know about it until just this year. And that those moments are unfortunate, and we'd hope for them to know at the very beginning, because I feel if they knew from freshman year, if they didn't need it then, they could use it later on once they're moving out of the dorms and don't have that meal plan anymore, or they can inform students and friends that they know. So stuff like marketing, like we're doing, is we're trying to get the word out. You know, doing this right here right now is definitely helping that cause, as well as we have the food bank committee. They're an awesome team of volunteers who commit their own time to help us promote the food bank and fight food insecurity as well. They do tabling, outreach, donation walks out in Isla Vista, and they also help us advocate for things that we need in the food bank, like our expansion. They were a great part of that team to help us push that forward. We also have meetings with other staff on campus, as well as there's some really cool classrooms around here, like marketing and writing, that focus on the food bank as their project for the quarter, which is really cool because it exposes them to the food bank and hopefully therefore goes to their friends as well. Right now, we're trying to partner up with a lot of like orientation and tour guides to hopefully see if we can incorporate the food bank into it, because we feel like students, when they go to the location or they're told at the beginning, they're more aware of it versus if we just give them a flyer that they may possibly not read the very first time. And then we're also trying to bump up our social media. A lot of days, that's all it is with all of us students, is just social media. So we're hoping to be more out there with our Instagram and Facebook page and inform students about events and things that we have in the pantry that they may be wanting to have or know about.
How recently did you expand? What does this expansion mean? Are you going to have more resources, more staff?
So we actually opened up our new space in spring quarter. So just recently, about a few weeks ago. It was spring break, and a little bit into spring quarter was when they were doing the renovation. And it took us, we started this renovation to talk about it and the whole submitting the grants and proposals from the beginning of fall quarter 2016. And so what we got from this was a bigger lobby space for our students. Beforehand, we had a very small lobby space. And we, at moments of a rush, have about 40 to 50 people come in. Yeah. And you would see a lot of people actually having to stand up and being crowded like next to each other. So it definitely didn't lead to a very pleasant and welcoming space. We would have a lot of students come in and see how many people there were in and just leave. And sometimes they wouldn't come back that day. And we didn't want that. We wanted them to come in as they needed. But with this new lobby space, we've opened up. We've made it brighter. We have more space to allow more students to come in. And we actually didn't anticipate changing our layout. We before didn't, but we have changed our layout, which actually has helped us have students go through it quicker than have to wait, because before they would have to wait maybe 10 minutes to be able to use the food bank if there was already people inside of it. Mm-hmm. But now it's a lot quicker, and that's also awesome. And also where we used to have our lobby will in the future be formed to where we have refrigeration. With refrigeration, we'll be able to have a lot more variety in fresh produce, and as well as we'll be able to store more and have more, and as well as potentially in the future partner up and get some frozen foods from around here. So that's what we look for in the forward future.
I know this year's senior class mentioned that their gift was to the food bank.
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
As far as I was concerned, I'm happy to say I was part of that class 2017, and I was happy to hear that our gift would be going to the food bank since it is so close to me. Our president, Associate Students President Austin, was able to choose three entities that he felt very passionate about, and then the senior class was able to choose which resource would receive the senior class gift. And they chose us, and that was great. And how, as far as I'm concerned, how it works is right now UCSB First is busy calling all seniors and seeing how much they would love to donate to the cause, and that money will go towards us, and we hope to use it in a sense of purchasing more healthier food, more items, variety, and go forward with our refrigeration to be able to provide more fresh produce.
Do you think there's a stigma around using the food bank?
Unfortunately, I do believe so. Sometimes when you think food bank or receiving help, that's something free, many students or just our community in general see it as like, I've hit a certain point in my life where I need that help, and sometimes people don't want to admit it, or it's kind of shamed upon, like, oh, you need this. And that definitely goes in hand with the food bank. There's talks of everyone trying to fight food insecurity and trying to reduce that food stigma, and we hope to do that by making our space more welcoming and to see that you're not coming in for, you know, assistance. We're more just here as to help you with whatever you need. Even though we do focus on food insecurity, we always pride ourselves in being able to know our customers and our students events, essentially, and just talk to them. I mean, we're all humans. We all need the extra help. We're all going through the same thing.
You work with the Santa Barbara Food Bank?
We have a partnership, correct.
How does the partnership work?
Well, we have a partnership with them, as in we get to purchase food from them. That's where we purchase half of our dry items, and that's where we get our fresh produce, which is really awesome because our fresh produce is free getting from them. We also get bread. And we've had a partnership with them for a few years now, I believe so. And since we're a nonprofit, we do get some of that dry items at a reduced price. Mm. So it's not as expensive. It allows us to purchase more food than we would essentially if we were to purchase from stores around here. And we can buy in bulk as well, which is great.
You mentioned that you have a lot of plans and ideas for cooperations. I heard around a year ago that there was a plan to work with the Dining Commons to try to use the food that wasn't eaten, that was made that same day, and somehow possibly have that food go to the food bank and to students. Because I know a lot of criticism goes to the amount of food that the Dining Commons throw away at the end of each day.
Right.
Is there any information on that?
In that specific idea, no. We were there are talks about a lot of different things that want to do, as in like the UCSB in general. It's not just the food bank fighting food insecurity. There's a whole bunch of entities on campus that hope to do so. But yes, the Dining Commons are working on reducing their waste in food. And we are hoping to eventually lead to a partnership in either, you know, try to figure out how to reduce the waste, or if it'll go to someone specifically. It may come to the food bank regarding certain limitations that we have. If it doesn't come to us, I'm sure they'll find a great outlet to serve the Isla Vista community or our community in Santa Barbara. But as far as that specific idea, no.
Do you have anything else to add?
I think it's a great resource we have on campus. We don't only just help students with, you know, just being able to grab some food. We have CalFresh advocates on campus who can help them apply for CalFresh if they believe they're eligible or have any questions regarding that. We also have a Swipe for Us program that we distribute meal tickets during the quarter, well, during the year. And how that works is each student who wants to apply can apply through our website at foodbank.as.ucsb.edu. They fill out the application. On that application, they just give their general information and why they believe they would benefit from receiving a meal ticket. And then we review the applications, and we then distribute out meal tickets to who we believe are eligible. And they can receive that meal ticket during the quarter and then use it at the actual Dining Commons. They can apply once every quarter, so essentially three times out of the year, to receive a meal ticket. And that meal ticket can be used at any Dining Common on campus with their hours. And I think it's actually a great thing we have. And I hope, I know the Swipe for Us, the program that collects all the donations from the swipes, have a limit. Like, they have a cap of 1,000 meal tickets that they can receive from students who have extra. But I know if we show a more higher need, you know, potentially that cap can raise and more students can benefit from that program. But I'd always want to welcome anyone to come into the food bank, even if it's just to hear about it, to talk about it, to hang out with your friends. It's a great environment. We're always open to everyone.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me today, Kathy.
Of course. My pleasure.